2023, and Pam Gadd,
and it's time to go.
Has songs on the radio right now. You have songs charted. You have songs. Have a song that was number one with another song coming up, getting ready to knock it off the charts.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I bet that.
No, but the number one song took 9 months to get there. It's been in the charts for 9 months at Bluegrass Unlimited's national top 30 survey. And in May, it hit number one.
Which
it's
song?
Called, the it's title called Bluegrass is? Survival. And it's a song I wrote several years ago. And we recorded. I just decided I was going to go in and cut a Christmas song. And while I was there, I'm going to do another album. And so we cut a couple songs that day. And we got to talking about me. And I say we. It was Wanda Vick. I got Wanda. And because she's such a great session player. And also Nancy Gardner. My buddy from Wild Rose, she's just got the best ears and a great harmony singer, and she's my co-producer on everything that I do, and she's got a studio at her house, and so does Wanda, and so they were my first people I went to, and I got Sam. They said you ought to get Sam to come and sing on it. You know, that'd be great if you get Sam Bush to play on this, because it's kind of about him. He's an inspiration of the song as well, one of the characters in the song, and it's the whole story of the circle of bluegrass, how it survives by the young people coming along and carrying the older people's music on and carrying it out to their young friends and introducing old traditional bluegrass, but putting a tweak to it and making it more modern. And then all the young people, oh, that's cool. That's how it did work for me too with Eddie Edcock and Martha. You know, it was kind of like rock and rock grass or like, you know, new grassy stuff. And I guess Eddie Edcock kind of created new grass before Sam Bush really. And so it was really special having Sam Bush on the record, you know. And then Kenny Smith played guitar, got Kenny on acoustic, and he played great. And he grew it from sort of a Norman Blake style traditional picking to more of a hot picking, you know, trying to mimic the idea of the song growing from the old to the new. But it's done really well. And then I have a new single out now, just came out came out about 4 weeks ago. And it's called Inch by Inch. And that's how I live my life now. That's it. It's my life story. And so maybe a nice summary would be that life, as we all know, doesn't turn out like we think it will. And the people that used to, you know, root us on and want to be there to see us make it, and that were there when we did kind of make it, when they're gone, you have to kind of recreate yourself. And that's what I've done. I feel like that's what we all do. You're doing that. We all have to just create ourselves from where we are and try to still find a role that we play at this age, which I really love this age. And I was born at a time when bluegrass music was becoming new again in the 70s, you know, and going to festivals. And then I got to live through country music. I got to know country music when it was real country, and then it kind of got rockish, and I didn't like it. But I've watched all these circles and cycles of music, and now I don't know what Nashville is anymore at all, you know. And so I just decided to. I love bluegrass, and it seems like I really am kind of Americana, rootsy, country folk grass. But you know, I'm just trying to find a home for that, and I'm a banjo player, so it just seemed like the right route to go with. It was a bluegrass song, so I put it out, and I did a Clawhammer country song, Christmas song called Appalachian Sleigh Ride. And so the last two songs I've put at three now, and now Inch by Inch, it's bluegrass. And so I guess I'm a bluegrass artist again. I don't know.
So where can people find your music?
iTunes. Well, you can find it CD Baby is my distributor. And I'm just doing them one by one right now. I'm working on an album.
Your website is?
PamGaddMusic.com. If you go to PamGadd.com, I think it's some sort of X-rated something that.
Well, we won't do that.
Somebody in a third world country took my website when I didn't renew it 1 year.
We'll go to PamGaddMusic.com.
Yeah, if you want to get a G-string, go to PamGadd.com. But if you want to get a banjo string, go to PamGaddMusic.com. Yeah, that's where I am now. So
thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Bronson.
I so appreciate you doing this.
I want to just lastly say that one of the joys of my life is playing music with you at Glencliff United Methodist Church.
How about that?
Every other Sunday, being a part of your music team. You're a wonderful player, wonderful, soulful, incredible player. And it's such a joy to play with you.
And I'll give you $20 after we
I mean it, man. I love it. I know our friendship is a new one. And just in the last few months since I discovered that little church and you all, but I love playing music with you and Alice and the gang. You know, we've got a wonderful music team out there. So.
Well, hopefully we'll be doing it for a long time.
I hope so, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.